Sasa kuma easy komandota sisila Chilaka tapaka sisila Pase ni drinki ene niziva Lupa chilo isi Chabizila Inen kuna juisi Lupa chilo Lupa chilo Kimi juisi Lupa chilo Lazizila
Introducing Juicy Super Chill flavored drink. Feel the chilling sensation. The National Pension Scheme Authority turned 25. A celebration of Social Security and big wins. Join the fun by simply updating your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced slot. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
The government aged to take responsibility on load shedding. Ziang Manufacturing directed to continue paying workers despite suspension. And Suluhu vows to safeguard Tanzania's peace and sovereignty. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamono. Former Minister of Energy Amfa Mukanga has urged the UPND government to stop blaming the previous administrations, particularly the Patriotic Front PF, for its failure to effectively address the ongoing energy crisis. Mr. Mukanga said the recent statement by Vice President Motelena Lumango attributing the current load shedding to population and economic growth as well as power export contracts signed by the former regime is an excuse meant to cover up the government's inability to find lasting solutions to the energy challenges. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mukanga questioned what the UPND government has achieved over the last 5 years if it still attributes its shortcomings to past governments. Mr. Mukanga also urged President Hakainde Hichilema and the Vice President Mutahina Lumango to ensure consistency in their statements on the energy situation to avoid confusing the public. He has challenged the government to admit if it has failed to address the energy crisis so that citizens and businesses can plan accordingly, further calling for a national endeavor to discuss the root causes and solutions to Zambia's persistent load shedding.
Should have continued from the local things, but exports should not be done at the expense of the citizens of the country. And I think right now we don't know how what is happening. It's like the Zambians have been able to ransom. So I'm just urging the Vice President and the President to ensure that they help the Zambians by giving proper statements. Okay, because we need to know what is happening. Once we are told the truth that, we are not going to expect any good in the next 2 months, then we'll start thinking. But I think what they need to do is to carry out a serious investigation.
Political analyst Niyosi Mutani says Zambians should not be surprised that President Hakainde Hichilema attended the inauguration ceremony of Tanzanian President-elect Samia Suluhu Hassan, noting that the UPND government did not condemn the conduct of the Tanzanian elections. Some Zambians have questioned President Hichilema's decision to attend the event, citing concerns of the fairness of the recently held elections in Tanzania. Speaking to RCV News on the Saka today, Dr. Simotani said the government's silence on the electoral irregularities in Tanzania reflects its reluctance to interfere in the internal affairs of another sovereign nation. these heads of state often support one another, so there is really nothing Zambians can say about whether or not the president should attend the inauguration, said Dr. Simultani.
So it should not be surprising that the president Ichire Maka attend the inauguration, because all the wrong things that took place in Tanzania, the government of Zambia never made a statement or a concern over it. I'm not surprised that this is happening, and of course, as you know, I'm just an ordinary citizen like everybody else. Without any influence, there's nothing that we can do. It means the Zambian government accepts what happened there as okay. That's all.
Meanwhile, UPND Deputy Media Director Sitola Sekwende has urged Zambians not to rush to judgment, but instead consider the broader context of Zambia's diplomatic and economic relations with Tanzania. Mr. Sekwende said Tanzania remains a strategic partner in Zambia's development, particularly in trade, agriculture, and the joint management of the Tanzania-Zambia Rail Authority. Zambia benefits greatly from its partnership with Tanzania beyond agriculture trade. We share important infrastructure and economic ties that we cannot afford to jeopardize, said Mr. Sekwende. The president's attendance should be viewed as a diplomatic gesture aimed at strengthening cooperation and preserving regional unity. He added that President Hichilema's participation in the ceremony could open avenues for enhanced collaboration between the two nations in promoting democracy and regional stability.
How different countries are organized when it comes to their electoral processes, and how the people, you know, come into power, and what the merit and demerits of what happens in there has not as much consequence as what we would do. Because you see, Tanzania will not cease to exist because, you know, of our different viewpoints with regards to how elections were conducted. At the end of the day, Zambia still sees Tanzania as, you know, the Tanzania as a very important, you know, partner in the management of the affairs of Zambia with regard to the economic cooperation and so on and so forth.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has directed the Young Manufacturing Company Limited to continue paying its employees during the period of operational suspension, emphasizing that no wage deductions should be made. Last week, the Lusaka City Council suspended operations as the Young Manufacturing Company Limited for gross violations of public health standards. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Mwakandawa says while the ministry recognizes the need for companies to protect their property and enforce discipline in the workforce, such measures must not come at the expense of compromising workers' health, dignity, or freedom of movement. The ministry is concerned with the inhumane and degrading treatment of workers at the Young Manufacturing Company Limited, whose operations were recently suspended by LCC on October 29, 2025, due to serious public health violations, said Ms. Ndawa in a statement issued to RCV News and Lusaka. She said that such practices are unacceptable, degrading, and contrary to both labor and human rights standards, adding that employees deserve to work in a safe and dignified environment. Ms. Ndawa said that the ministry will work closely with relevant authorities, including the LCC and the Ministry of Health, to ensure that the company rectifies all identified violations and implements measures that meet the minimum occupational safety and the health standards before operations can resume. She has therefore assured all affected workers at the Young Manufacturing Company Limited that their welfare and dignity remains a top priority. New Congress Party NCP President Peter Chanda has revealed that his party decided to withdraw from Tonse Alliance after alleged attempts by Patriotic Front PF members Kevin Luvinda and Chris Somani Zemba to stage a coup against his party's leadership. Mr. Chanda claimed that the two PF officials summoned